Yet we must record the fact that Mr. De Morgan declares himself perfectly convinced that he has both seen and heard, in a manner which should make unbelief impossible, things called spiritual which cannot be taken by a rational being to be capable of explanation by imposture, coincidence, or mistake. Let us add to the foregoing Mrs. De Morgan's testimony, it is now 10 years since I began attentively to observe the phenomena of spiritualism. My first experience occurred in the presence of Mrs. Hayden from New York. I never heard a word which could shake my strong conviction of Mrs. Hayden's honesty. Indeed, the result of our first interview, when my name was quite unknown to her, was sufficient to prove that I was not on that occasion the victim of her imposture, or my own credulity. After describing the visit to Mrs. Hayden, to whom none of the names of those present was mentioned, she says, "We sat for at least a quarter of an hour and were beginning to apprehend a failure, when a very small throbbing or patting sound was heard, apparently in the center of the table. Great was our pleasure when Mrs. Hayden, who had before seemed rather anxious, said, 'They are coming,' who were coming. Neither she nor we could tell. As the sounds gathered strength, which they seemed to do with unnecessary conviction of their genuineness, whatever might be their origin, Mrs. Hayden said, 'There is a spirit who wishes to speak with someone here, but as I do not know the names of the gentlemen and ladies, I must point to each in turn, and, when I come to the right one, beg that the spirit will rap.' This was agreed to by our invisible companion, who rapped in assent. Mrs. Hayden then pointed to each of the party in turn. To my surprise, and even annoyance, for I did not wish this, and many of my friends did, no sounds were heard until she indicated myself, the last in the circle. I was seated at her right hand, she had gone round from the left. I was then directed to point to the letters of a large type alphabet, and I may add that, having no wish to obtain the name of any dear friend or relation, I certainly did not rest, as it has been surmised is often done, on any letter. However, to my astonishment, the not common name of a dear relation who had left this world 17 years before, and whose surname was that of my father's, not my husband's, family was spelt. Then this sentence, 'I am happy, and with F. and G. names at length. I then received a promise of future communication with all three spirits, the two last had left the world 20 and 12 years before. Other persons present then received communications by rapping, of these some were as singularly truthful and satisfactory as that to myself, while others were false and even mischievous. Mrs. De Morgan observes that after the essay tilde copyright answers with Mrs. Hayden she and her friends experimented in private, and it was found that a number of persons, both in and out of my own family, possessed the faculty of mediumship in a greater or less degree. Note to Chapter 10, were the Davenports jugglers or spiritualists? As Mr. Houdini has seemed to question whether the Davenports themselves ever asserted that they were spiritualists, it may clear the matter up finally to quote the following from a letter written by them in 1868 to the Banner of Light, the leading spiritualist journal in the United States. Dealing with the report that they were not spiritualists, they wrote, "It is singular that any individual, skeptic or spiritualist, could believe such statements after 14 years of the most bitter persecution and violent opposition, culminating in the riots of Liverpool, Huddersfield, and Leeds, where our lives were placed in imminent peril by the fury of brutal mobs, our property destroyed, and where we suffered a loss of $75,000, and all because we would not renounce spiritualism, and declare ourselves jugglers, when threatened by the mob, and urged to do so. In conclusion, we have only to say that we denounce all such statements as base falsehoods." The end. This site is full of free ebooks. Project Gutenberg Australia.